All right, Dr. Max, are you in the studio?
Good morning, Bill.
Well, I can tell you that I didn't have need of your services yet, but I'm going to be up and down and helping raise some money tomorrow night. I may need to see you when I get back to town.
It might be about time for a tune-up, Bill.
You know, this is an outdoor show, and we're seeing a lot of farmers here with the Farmers Union. What kind of things do you see from them this time of year that need a little tune-up, as you just described?
Farmers are much like chiropractors in the fact that there's no one they can't call in sick. If they injure themselves, they keep working. And so the typical farmer that I see, I'll see on a rainy day, or they're coming into town to get some parts or supplies or whatever. But quite often they come in with things worn out. And I mentioned, hey, maybe you could get a tune-up, Bill. For the listeners that don't know what a tune-up is, that is going into your chiropractor and having him check a few things that could be causing you problems and adjusting them before the problems get started. Your complaint was your knee, and by working on your back and getting function restored, your knee pain improved. One option would be waiting for the knee pain to come back and then start the process over again. The other option would be at periodic intervals come in and get checked, get whatever subluxations, whatever pinched nerves there are, get them restored to proper function and not have your problem recur again.
He's Dr. Max Reinecke. He's been doing this 30-plus years.
That's right. And getting better every year.
That's what I've heard. Just asked Mike Huther. He will tell you that he keeps going because of your office.
That's right. Got to keep the Energizer Bunny going. One thing, chiropractic can help with any condition if it relates to pressure on the nervous system. Since the nervous system is in charge of everything, it can complicate anything. What I'm driving at is some people have a back pain and think a chiropractor can help. Someone might read on the Mayo Clinic newsletter that, well, if you have leg pain or arm pain, then you shouldn't see the chiropractor, which is absolutely false. But restless leg. That is something that isn't going to respond quickly, but we have patients that come in complaining about restless leg and start noticing a difference after they've, just like you noticed a difference in your knee pain.
Dr. Max Reinecke, it is that time where we're seeing a lot of folks out doing the deer hunting, and that's D-E-E-R, not the D-E-A-R. The snow shoveling, all of those things that you mentioned, you never know when you're going to need that tweak to make sure that you can get through until that next snowstorm.
That's right. And encourage anyone that if you hurt your back and don't know that a chiropractor can help you, or you've heard stories that make you hesitant, I would sure encourage you to call 335-0880. Chiropractic has been in the business of getting people better since 1895. It is the largest drugless healing art in the world. And it's also the best kept secret in the world, I think.
Dr. Max, you talked last week that you were having to do some after-hour treatments. You're not immune either.
No, and these were probably not that I had a particular problem, but it was just kind of a, just an in general deep work, working on my upper neck and my skull. Believe it or not, Bill, we got things loosened up enough that my hearing aids had to be readjusted by moving the bones in my skull. My ear canal changed slightly.
Well, I'm glad that you're on the mend. Things are okay.
Hey, not just on the mend, I'm on the upward. We're on the upward track. And that's the other thing about going to the chiropractor for your listeners out there. It is possible to get better as you age. If there's some problems that you have, getting to the chiropractor and getting them rectified and letting your body rebuild itself, you can be like me and feel better than you did 2 or 3 years ago. How about that?
I appreciate you. Dr. Max, I got to get back to work here. They're looking at me like maybe I ought to talk about this convention. We'll do that in just a minute. Appreciate your visit today.
Don't order the special at the restaurant.
I will not order the special at the restaurant.
Very good.